Morning, Stewie Clark.
Morning, Lawrence. Morning, Jimmy.
I bet you'd love to bowl with a pink ball at night.
It does look like a bit of fun, doesn't it? It does a little bit more, especially the new one. When they took the new ball late last night, it was doing plenty, and Matthew Wade probably found out the hard way, letting one go, and it came, in fairness to him, it came back absolute mile and just clipped the top of off stump. So it looks like a bit of fun, eh?
Do you reckon you would have got the same movement?
Me? Oh, mate, on a good day, probably, you know, 9 out of 10, no, but every now and then one came out right.
Jimmy just said to me off air, he goes, even Stewie would have got movement.
Now, he would have swung the ball. Now, here's the thing, Stewie, and you know Laurie Daly very well. People, the world's nicest bloke, and yes, that's mostly true, but in the ad break he went, I reckon even Stewie Clark would have moved one at the first test. Starts giggling, and I said, yeah, start with that. And then he went in on the nice, soft, easy one.
Yeah,
oh,
no, that's his style, though, say. Lots of too late. Jimmy, I'd expect you, honestly, that's something you'd be saying. I'd behind the scenes.
Yeah, well, straight into you. He would have went straight into you.
Mate, more importantly, did you meet Tiger?
I did. I met Tiger. And Joe, the cameraman, didn't get the photo. So I spoke to Tiger. Mate, shook his hand, had a lovely conversation, and then he walked away. And then I said to Joe, oh, how good's the photo? Give me a look. And he goes, what photo? I said, mate, he started listening into the conversation and forgot about taking the photo.
Yeah, yeah.
Was he a big fan of the Raiders in the 90s? Or
No, hadn't heard of him. Heard of the Raiders. Although he's an Oakland Raiders supporter. Big Oakland Raiders.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. He was, but Steve Walters was his favourite player. So.
I think he mentioned Mal Meninga or Ricky Stewart. Something like that.
Hey, just while we're on the golf, Stewie, word filtered back to us that you might have hit a long bomb at the Pro-Am prior to the Australian last Wednesday at the Australian Golf Club. Any truth in that?
Oh, mate, you know, I don't want to boast about my golfing exploits, but yeah, you're probably right.
330 metres, we're hearing.
Oh, yeah, mate. Yeah, I didn't quite get it. It came out of the club, okay.
That news travelled down to Melbourne, Stu.
Yeah, it did.
I played with Gowie's mate, Pampling.
So. Yeah, Rod Pampling. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so he was... I was texting Gowie before he played to give me some dirt on him, so when he shanked his first one, I could get stuck into him and tell him how shit he was.
Well, he's a Queenslander. That's enough.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. Hey, this test match, the way it's set up, it was a tough day for the Aussies yesterday. And they scoring at under three and over, well under three and over. But Marnus Labuschagne, just incredible what he's been able to do in his first 12 months in Test cricket, Stu.
Yeah, well, you know, he's up to 1,000 runs in 12 Test matches, and it puts him in the company of, you know, Chappell and Ponting and Bradman and people like, I think Bradman did it in 7 Tests or something like that. But it starts to put him in that conversation as far as scoring 1,000 runs. In your first 12 Test matches, but geez, he looked good. Like, that was a bit about it. I know he got 100, and yes, you know, his stats and all the rest of it, but it's the way he got his 100. Where, if you watch poor old Stephen Smith, he really looked like he was battling yesterday, which is the first time you've seen that for a little while.
Yeah.
And down the other end, every time Labuschagne jumped on strike, he played a shot, he hit one through the covers, he played a pull or a hook, and mate, he just looked $1 million from the moment he went in there, and in conditions that are not sort of, you know, I suppose not easy to bat on. The ball was bouncing and it was moving around a bit, but he did it on his ear.
Yeah. The Kiwis did what we expected them to do. Mm. I mean, they just hung in there. They toughed it out. But where are they in terms of the game, Stewie, and what do they have to do this morning? Obviously, they've got to take quick wickets, but how would you rate their performance? And at 4 for 248 on day one, who's got their nose in front?
Yeah, look, it's pretty even. Probably Australians just, but that sort of stuff can change pretty quickly in the sense that, as you said, they knock over a couple of blokes. You know, they get Labuschagne out, they get Head out and Payne out, then they're into the bowlers. The best bit for the Australian team in probably the last little while, certainly in Australia, is their lower order's got plenty of runs as well. So the Kiwis did what the Kiwis do, mate. They hung in there all day. They were consistent. They fielded well. I know they dropped Smith at second slip, but they didn't give in, and that was the thing that we were all excited about when we watched the Kiwis and we've seen them play in the last couple of years. They're a real fighty, scrappy sort of team, and they certainly did that. The injury to Lachie Ferguson's a bit of an issue for them because it takes away their firepower to to blast out the tail when that comes about, and that will come about hopefully early this morning, or early their time. But, man, I actually thought they played pretty well, given what we've seen against Pakistan, where they sort of, they really didn't match the Australians. The trick for them is, can they sustain that level of fight or enthusiasm for 5 days? And that's always been the hard part playing in Australia. Mm. The Australians can come in, they can do the job. They also don't have three really tall, quick bowlers like we do. So I don't know what that means for the Kiwi batsmen.
Should there be a day-night test match at the SCG?
Well, mate, it's taking off everywhere. It's the question is, does the pink ball still do a little bit too much? Mm. And I know that we're, in fairness to Cricket Australia, they're working on that. The reason they brought in day-night test matches is to try and bolster the crowd and, you know, better for TV and things like that. The crowds at the SCG are pretty good on that New Year's test. If you, doesn't matter who they're playing, it'll be interesting to see this year. But, you know, day three is the McGrath day, usually pretty full on that day. Day one's usually a big day, and you've got the Paddington gifts, so there's plenty of people usually. So, you know, I wouldn't be opposed to it. I think a few years ago I probably would have been opposed to it. But these days, man, it seems to be the norm, so why not give it a go?
TV numbers would be huge, wouldn't they?
They'd be massive.
Yeah, absolutely huge. Already a very popular test match.
Well, it can't hurt.
Have a go.
Have a crack. See what people think of it. Numbers on television. I'm like you. I think it'd be massive. I think people would turn up regardless at that New Year's test. But I reckon trying something a little bit different, give people what they want, or give them a taste, I should say, and if they like it.
Would you play all day-night test matches, though? Would you just make test cricket a day-night thing?
Oh, that makes it tough, doesn't it? It changes records forever.
That is a relevant consideration. But at the end of the day, it is an entertainment product, and whether it be cricket, tennis, rugby league, whatever it may be,
you could say it's already been tainted. Uncovered wickets and all those type of things.
Games change, mate, and they need to. A game that's standing still is going backwards, like anything. So
you might be able to squeeze a few more corporate gigs out of it too, if it's a day diner.
Well, I'm certainly all for it then, Jim. If that's the case, you know, I'm all for it.
Thank you, Stewie.
You can get a few more MCing gigs around the trap, surely. You could, mate, it'd be good for you as well. Don't just mean to get the earn out of it.
Thank you, Stuart.
Maybe the great wingman could sponsor it. The Wingman Day Night Series.
What an honor. Now
you're talking.
What a great idea.
Now you're talking, Stuart.
What a great idea.
Mate, I was online looking for it last night.
Mate, danmurphys.com.au.
Mate, it's mythical. A bit like your football career. Anyway,
thank you, Stuart.